Hey there, what's up everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, I've missed you this week, but I'm excited to be back. Our scripture today comes from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and it says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Listen, I don't know about you, but it's already Thursday this week, and while it has not been a bad week, a horrible week, it has been a week that has been filled with responsibility, filled with things that I needed to get done. And on this Thursday morning, I woke up tired, y'all. Really struggling to make it through my commute to work, and now I'm even sitting at my desk preparing to get some work done. I am struggling to plow through the day, and this is the day, for whatever reason, that I chose to leave the house without coffee. But I'm reminded today, as I take the time for my devotional moment with the Lord, that the Lord says, "Come to me, all you that are tired, that you are weary and burdened, and know that I will give you rest." Despite what you might be up against today or this week or have been up against the last few days, I encourage you to pull on and draw upon the strength that comes from the Lord. Draw upon the rest of the Lord. Know that what we do, our labor and our work, our commitment is not in vain. But the Lord says that when we come to Him, He will give us rest. So I am excited today about taking on the remaining challenges that lie ahead of me, completing the remaining tasks that lie ahead of me, because I know that the Lord's promise to me is that He will give me rest. Listen, I hope that blesses you as much as it blessed me today. My prayer for you is that God will sustain you, that God will keep you, that God will strengthen your heart. And I hope you'll join me back right back here in the morning for your edition of the Daily Anchor. I'll holler back at you now.